Thanks for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. Today, we are in the New Testament, Matthew chapter 1, 20 and 21. Jesus, the Savior. But as he continued these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. In the Old Testament, the name Yahweh was God's intimate name. The name Yahweh explained that God desired to enter into a personal relationship with man. In the New Testament, the personal name for God is Jesus. The name Jesus is tied to God's Old Testament name because it means Yahweh, God's Old Testament name, Yahweh. Yahweh is our salvation. Jesus means Yahweh is our salvation. Have you ever considered God to be as distant as the stars he created? Have you ever felt God to be a stern disciplinarian ready to punish you when you say something you shouldn't say or do something you shouldn't do? Well, if you believe God is out of reach, then reconsider the person named Jesus. Jesus showed us that God is not distant. He came to earth to reveal the Father. He became a man. He lived among us. He offers us now grace and forgiveness. He came to seek and save those who were lost, Luke 19:10 says. Jesus voluntarily went to the cross to die for your sins and mine, to pay the penalty as your substitute. He provided the way, the only way, have a relationship with the living God. Jesus is indeed the Lord saves. Father, I pray for any person who does not know Jesus as their Savior, Jesus as the Lord saves. I pray that you will open their hearts to trust in Jesus alone as their personal Savior, as the only one who can forgive their sins and place them into that eternal relationship with you. I pray in Jesus' name, the one who saves. Amen.